Hello, welcome to the third episode of Weekend Review. My name is Jake.
My name's Kenneth.
And I'm in no mood to do a podcast right now.
Which is probably the best time to start.
Let's talk about it.
All right. Well,
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I wasn't actually going to talk about that. I was going to give a brief overview.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, obviously, last time we had an issue with the microphone, and it seems to have followed us forward. I thought I had a solution. I biked to my parents' house yesterday.
You biked all the way to Lilburn.
It ain't no thing.
How many miles is that?
It is 44 round trip.
Right.
But it's
nothing to him.
No, it's actually not.
He's Hercules.
No, I'm just, I'm used to it. Unless Hercules was a god by virtue of monotony.
Well, there is.
And being used to something.
There is Greek in your blood, right?
There is, yeah. My last name is Pereira.
Just like the famed Hercules. Of the Disney tragic comedy.
Pereira. Yeah.
I don't know.
Tragic comedy. Anyway.
Tragic comedy. It's one
tragic
word.
Comedy.
It's a portmanteau.
Oh, yeah. Portmanteau. The combination of two old words to create a new one. Like brunch. I was thinking, what about dinner and lunch, like dunch?
Dunch? Well, they have a thing at the Earl called dunch, which is drunk brunch, essentially. You ever been there?
To the Earl?
Have you ever been to the Earl at all?
No, I was there with you not too long ago.
Oh, that's right. But was that your first time?
Just stop trying to insult me, because I don't know East Atlanta Village culture. You don't live there either.
I'm just saying, like, I'm a native, so I know all the landmarks.
I just said you don't live there.
I mean, I might as well live there.
Okay, fair
enough. I wake up there every day.
Anyway.
In a dumpster behind 529.
The main point.
Shout out to locals.
Oh, you know what? I want to get into one thing in a minute here.
Okay.
But the whole point of this.
Why wait?
Well, because I wanted to finish the first thought. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Why bother?
It's like podcasting like a child with ADD. It's like you don't have the attention capacity to finish a single thought. You're just so excited about the whole thing that you're like jump in front of yourself and you don't end up saying anything at all.
That reminds me of this one thing. me of this one time where I forgot about something that I was watching on TV, which was a TV show which is based on a song. Do you know like the song the band Led Zeppelin? So they had a movie called The Song Remains the Same, which I was actually listening to it one time when I was on my bike.
Okay.
When I was riding around.
Yeah.
And riding a bike is really fun. One time I rode my bike to the store.
Oh.
To Lilburn. Which brings us back to your initial point.
The microphone doesn't work.
Let's try to be less tangential. Just say what you're gonna say. Just get it out there and we'll talk about that.
Wow.
Just say whatever it is you're gonna say. I'm gonna stop trying to talk block you.
Talk block. That's a good term.
Yeah,
that should be coined.
I just thought of it.
You better be careful. You better put a patent. You know what you're supposed to do in this case?
If you like it, then you better put a patent on it.
You're supposed to actually write yourself a FedEx letter of your idea, and it's like a sealed, certified letter, and you're supposed to mail it to yourself with your idea, and it gets... It gets time-stamped and stuff, and then if anyone ever steals your idea, it's called the poor man's patent.
Yeah, didn't Lou Reed do that or something?
Maybe. Clark Howard talks about it.
Clark Howard, making lots of local references.
This is an Atlanta show, you gotta respect that. This is a 404-770-678 kind of thing.
I think if we reach any level of success, it'll be within the city, you know, first of all.
You gotta spread from the southeast up.
Yeah.
It's like getting a tumor in your toe. It's gotta go up.
It's got to go somewhere. It doesn't have any lower to go.
Yeah, exactly. It just goes onto the floor at that point, in which case you're cured, and then the cancer is like, well, I made a mistake. Anyway, the microphone that I brought from Lilburn didn't end up working, and so we're 0-2 at this point. We're back to the old laptop built-in mic, and hoping that it sounds decent.
It's really weird, because it actually was working for a split second, and that right there is the most frustrating thing about this new modern technological age, when some things just inexplicably stop working, you know? It's like everything seems to be right. You look at the hardware and everything's good to go. You got all the right firmware upgrades and everything, and it just doesn't work. And you're just like, who the fuck am I, a wizard? How am I supposed to figure this out, you know?
It sounds like a similar rant that you had last week. You just like mentioned a bunch of technological things that you happen to be somewhat familiar with to make your point. But there's a lot of stuff going on.
iPhones, tablets, e-readers.
Nooks.
Who needs them?
What's going on with this?
Well, why do you need a Nook when you got perfectly good book? Hey, instead of Nook, how about a book? That's my new campaign.
Yeah. Well, I think we need 30 more years of seething anger towards technology before we can bring out those kind of big guns. You know?
But I mean, I just became the I just became the owner, the head guy at the fucking lumber union. So yeah. That's why, I don't know, I'm just out of it today.
Trans Canada, right?
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's pretty important that you know what it is, considering you're supposed to be going there every day. It's your job.
Trans Canada?
Trans Canada, yeah.
So is it a sequel to Trans America?
I think so, but I think it's actually a sequel. It's actually a prequel that came after the original. It was like, oh shit, we didn't explain a lot of stuff. Better, it's kind of like the Hobbit situation with Lord of the Rings. It's like, yeah, why don't we make the thing that's supposed to come before it come after it?
I'm not familiar with Lord of the Rings, man.
You're not familiar with it at all?
I don't know what it is. What is that?
I don't believe this. I think you're
pulling now. Who's messing with who?
Yeah, I know. Earlier, I was messing with you.
Yeah, he's.
I was actually being serious. You were getting mad at me too.
I was getting a little tense, man. I felt like you were messing with me. I feel like this is a tiny room and. And there's way too many people in
here. So Jake was trying to figure out what was going on with the microphone and the audio interface and the USB connection and everything, and he was kind of frustrated, and he started to kind of gob up the microphone.
The microphone cord.
He was done.
I was just moving it. I wasn't going to, like, squish it up and then throw it in the trash.
Well, no, I know that. I know that, but I took that moment to take a cheap shot, and I accused you of having broken the previous mic that would have been the mic that we would be using if it hadn't broken. And then also,
which he knows is a sore spot for me.
It is a sore spot, and I saw it, and I felt mean, and I pushed into it. And it was interesting, though, because you told me, you were like, people don't talk to people that way, because I was starting to lecture you.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, if you really think that, you would hate me if we were roommates. Because Jake, I'd be like, Jake, let me tell you something. When you take a shit, and you finish the toilet paper roll, you put another one on. And then I'd be like, and look, you need to understand, there's a certain way the toilet paper is supposed to roll over. There's two ways that you can put a roll of toilet paper into the receptacle, which I've noticed here.
Yeah. How many murder attempts do you have against you from your roommates
in
the past?
I'm currently living in my fourth assumed life, and I've got three fatwas on me and a few other things from Persia that I don't even know what they're called. So... yeah, I've lectured so many people. King Abdullah.
Right.
He came down and he was talking.
Well, that's an email scam.
Is it?
It's not a real person.
Oh. Okay, I was wondering why. Because he was like, send me $50, I'll come pick me up from the airport. Thought it was a grammatical mistake, but maybe it is just like some sort of weird bullshit.
What, you're going to stand at the airport with this big sign that says Abdullah, like you're waiting for him? They'll tack you straight to the ground, man. Knock out your teeth. TSA don't mess around.
I know, that's what I've heard.
And they don't play.
That's what I've read. I mean, I subscribe to magazines, online book readers with my Nook.
You don't even know how to read, all right?
That's hilarious. Have you been watching Walking Dead?
I watched the first season, and I was kind of into it, but I honestly can't get too into drama shows. Like, they just kind of bore me, you know?
More than drama.
I like Beavis and Butthead.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's a little too highbrow for me. I like,
That's too highbrow.
Yeah, you know,
talk about, like, raping chickens and stuff, and you're like, it's getting into that Freudian stuff.
I like strictly jokes about poop and farts and butt sex.
Mm.
Well, anything involving the butt, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think that's how you know God has a sense of humor, because he made the butt.
I've heard a similar thing that says, you know, that God... is like the source of love because he made beer. Mm. So I guess you can just say that about anything. It's like, you know, God likes light because there's a light bulb. You know, God likes pianos.
Oh, God likes gay people because he made them. Like, yeah, no, it's an abomination.
Well, it is an abomination. You're right.
It's Obama's nation. I guess he calls the shots.
He does call the shots, apparently. And actually, speaking of shots, Obama and the nation, mm-hmm. I think that we should... I think it's sort of... I've been thinking a lot, because we've discussed this previously, and our first show was actually on the night where Michael Brown, they were deciding about whether or not to indict the police officer.
We attempted to live stream it, and it wasn't a success.
Well, that's sort of the theme of the show.
Yeah.
Not being a success.
Oh, by the way,
we should probably rename it.
Well, let me write this down.
Write it down. Hurry. Where's a pen?
I gotta find a pen. Just keep saying what you're saying.
Okay, so, basically...
I got one. Thanks.
I just wanted to hear your updated opinion, because I was thinking about it as I've been biking recently, specifically with, I think his name's Eric Garner, is that the second guy who was killed?
That was really messed up.
That was really messed up. And then I thought, like, when I first heard about it, it was like you'd hear people talk about it on the news with Michael Brown. And Michael Brown, they'd say, you know, he did rob a shop before he was having this altercation with the police officer. And they were kind of justifying this murder based on, like, petty theft and even, like, intimidation, maybe?
Yeah.
But it was like, I was thinking about it, I was biking, and I was thinking, man, it's really sad about Eric Garner.
Eric Garner, yeah.
It's really sad about him because, you know, I've seen pictures of him with his family, and he was asthmatic, and, like, obviously that everyone's, like, you know, the can't breathe thing is, like, he was really, that was, like, a torturous death, and I'm sure it was awful.
Well, he died, like, you know, it was pretty much, I mean, the coroner ruled it a homicide.
Right.
First of all, I feel uncomfortable even like, speaking about this. I'm, like, totally ignorant about it. I feel like there's so much more I can learn, and I don't want to look like a fucking idiot.
I don't think you need to worry about
it. It looks to me like a cop, like, killed a guy, you know, and, like, really got away with it.
Yeah, I was thinking, though, like, if you take Michael Brown out of that situation, in what possible world would it be justifiable to kill someone because they stole, like, cigarettes?
He was accused of selling cigarettes.
No, that's Eric Garner, but Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Yeah, like, even if he stole, like, a blunt wrap or anything, like, we don't live in a country where you get killed for theft. Like, we have a hard time killing people when they... Like, there's a huge process if you're going to kill someone for rape or for murder or for, like, pedophilia. Like, all those things, in order to even get to the point where the state would execute you, it takes years and years and years. Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy to think that somehow the media has painted this in that was... I mean, I guess police have the right to use deadly force if they feel like their life is imminently threatened.
Yeah, which I don't know how that can be argued that was the case. Maybe because the guy is big, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just find it disturbing because, you know, it's on everyone's mind right now, and I get the sense that there's going to be, like, a second civil rights movement, but I don't understand what that could possibly entail because, like, when you had the 60s and Martin Luther King, like, there was actual laws that could be passed, but, like, these days, like, all those laws are already on the book. It's just people aren't following them, so, like...
The cops weren't actually... They weren't allowed to put people in chokeholds, but they did it anyway.
Right.
But is this going to be...
I just wanted to talk about that quickly because you used to be very opinionated, and
that's
coming to find that you are no longer.
It makes me sad that it doesn't really make me sad, but I feel kind of weird about the fact that I used to be so passionate about so many different things, and it just generally, I'll tell you what it is, man. It's alcohol and capitalism have just turned me into a fucking, you know, I don't know. I just want to be chill all the time. I just always want to relax. I could never, like, and if I do do angry things, like artistic things, it's always, like, a conceptual sort of, like, anger is, like, acting or something. I don't know. I guess I just view art as a different thing, which is not what you're talking about.
Well, no,
maybe I'm a little high.
No, it still ties in. I mean, I think back when we were younger and we would have long talks about stuff, I felt like we were, like, sort of learning by doing the art of speaking, and I think the conversations we had with each other, we had pretty big ideas for as young as we were, so it's like we had to not only convey those to another 12-year-old, but we had to, like, formulate our thoughts enough to be able to defend it to our parents and stuff. Because I remember one time your dad, we were in the car, and I think it was, like, Bush's second election, maybe, and you were like, man, no one should vote for Bush or whatever, and your dad was like, Jake, don't be so easily swayed. And you were like, you don't be so easily swayed or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was like...
I'd like to think or hope that I was more eloquent than that. I knew what I was talking about, man.
No, I mean,
I was fucking 15.
You were probably regurgitating JL Biafra quotes, but...
Yeah,
but
no,
we
Chomsky.
All were. But we understood what we were talking about.
And the thing is, like, all the stuff I used to say to my dad about how corporations run the world and, like, the entire democratic process is undermined by, like, you know, corporate interest and shit. Like, it's all the shit that he tells me now.
Yeah.
He basically believes in the New World Order and stuff. Have I told you about that?
No.
He doesn't believe in the New World Order, but he's very into, very anti-government, as it were.
It sounds like he's probably just a libertarian, which I think people, when they get older, tend to be because they want less taxes and they don't care anymore about society because their kids are already grown up.
I think he cares about society.
I mean, do you think that he would be in favor of, like, decriminalizing drugs?
Yeah, totally. I think so. I've talked to him about that. I believe he is. Definitely weed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about other drugs. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I am, right?
Yeah, you are. Of course I know. You're in favor of it.
I mean, what I meant to say is you are, right?
Oh, yeah, I am. I think that it's... I think in places that have already legalized marijuana recreationally, I think it's shown that it's a huge asset. And I was talking to my girlfriend right before I left, like 2 days ago. I had like this very small rant. And I was basically talking to myself because she was upstairs doing something. I knew she wasn't listening, but I was like, this is a good point. I'm going to continue.
Kind of like how I'm doing now.
Yeah, except you're like, you're pointing your mouth part at me and I'm feeling these like vibrations in the air from your vocals.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, there's nothing but gain when you legalize marijuana. First of all, you dissolve an agency that is basically completely irrelevant anyway, like the DEA would slowly go away, so that whole funding of that would be...
Shout out to Breaking Bad fans in the house.
Yeah, Walter White and Walter Jr. Don't forget, we are Equal Opportunity Podcast, so don't worry. Hey. No, but wait.
All right, go ahead.
So you have a lot of money that's being...
But wait, no, I want to say something. Okay, what I was going to say is... what were you going
to
say?
You go... There's no more money being allocated to the DEA, so that's millions and probably trillions, maybe $1 trillion that you can put somewhere else. So then you put it in the hands of the state to control, just like alcohol and tobacco and firearms, so probably that organization.
ATF. Yeah. Shout out to ATF.
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Any Breaking Bad fans out there?
Yeah, please. I saw the Bill Burr special, the new one. Mm. Speaking of Breaking Bad,
The new Bill Burr special is out.
The Bill Burr.
That's
Bill Bo's cousin too, by the way.
Bill, really?
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins
is related to Bill Burr,
the comedian.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, if you read the first book,
I thought that Bilbo Baggins was a fictional character.
Well, who's to say he's not?
Who's to say he's not?
Yeah, who's to say he's not? Anyway, so you have states and local governments controlling marijuana,
okay.
And then so they're charging a tax, and they're able to regulate it. And so people, maybe, you know, honestly, it wouldn't be bad if a lot of the United States turned towards marijuana as its number one recreational drug, because you can't die from doing it. There's no chance that you're going to, if you do a lot of it, necessarily be in a vehicle crash or anything like that.
You're saying, I mean... This is all stuff that I agree with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone says this who's even the slightest proponent. But
yeah.
I think it's important to say it again so more people start saying it. So it kind of dissolves into the ether of society so that everyone starts saying it, because then that's what changes legislation. Because so everyone's like, well, I guess I don't really care if they want to smoke. Yeah, if they're going to make a new score from the profit, then fine. That's what I'm trying to encourage.
I think the average person does smoke weed.
No, I don't think so.
I'd like to hope so.
Well, you can hope all you want.
They apparently haven't met me.
You know, a sample size of one.
By the way, I sell weed. I sell huge amounts of weed. Any kind of marijuana that you want, just come to me. We'll go ahead and give you my phone number at the end of the show. But
Jake,
crack and heroin and all kinds of drugs.
Jake wishes this was true, but he's told me about this before. He's hoping for a reverse DEA drug bust because he's read. He's told me
come
about
on.
This. Shut up. I'm telling the story.
You don't have to tell him.
I'm
going to
tell him what you're hoping for. So you know how the DEA will sometimes go into a house and then they'll plant drugs? That's what Jake is hoping for, free drugs. He wants them to come in here. He wants them to search around. And they'll be like, oh, I found 30 kilos of heroin under the toilet. And Jake will be like, yeah, that's mine. Give it to me, man.
Because that's a weekend review.
That's weekend review for you. I do have a list, and I know that we've created lists in the past.
This is a no-list zone.
This is a no-list zone.
Yeah.
You ever heard of listserv systems?
Don't
even worry about it.
Is that like...
Don't even worry about it. Just
right.
Don't even fret.
I wasn't even worried, but now that you're telling me not to worry, I'm kind of suspicious about what
that is. It's reverse psychology. I'm trying to get you to worry. Trying to get your blood pressure up. Because you said you're tired. You said you're...
Okay,
you're
right.
Out of it.
You're
so.
Right. Thank you. Kenneth is my personal anger trainer. And he doesn't like help me like... the way he helps me...
build up anger.
My body active is to get my heart racing like by just... Just like irritating me with his presence and his incessant, questions and stuff. And that's how our show works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like the flame poker to my
butt.
My butt.
Yeah.
My pork butt.
You like butts, so might as
mm-hmm.
well use a metaphor you're gonna appreciate.
See, stuff like that, you know, like he's just trying to get me mad and just trying to get me going. And
if I'm making you mad doing what I'm doing right now, then I have the easiest job in the world and I envy no one. Getting paid to make you mad, and all I have to do is just act normal, or normally, depending.
You're doing exactly what I pay you to do, man.
And I appreciate it. You pay me well, and I've got benefits. I put my children through college. I've got enough for hobbies. You know, my wife doesn't have to work. It's great.
It won't save you from the fires of hell, my friend.
It won't. But you know what? I'm kind of a, you know, c'est la vie kind of guy or whatever it is. And that's how I feel. It's just like, seize the day.
Is that French?
Carpe diem.
Do you just speak two different languages in two different sentences?
Yeah, but they're both romance languages. So they kind of, they dovetail into each other.
What do you think Latin sounded like?
That's actually an interesting question. Because
right?
I did take Latin. And mm-hmm. that was, my teacher was very, he was... He loved teaching and he loved language in a way that was extremely. I admired him a lot just
yeah.
by how much passion he put into teaching. But he did try to explore that because our class wasn't just learning how to read and write Latin, but it was also speaking. There was a lot of speaking, and one of the most
people spoke this language. But how do they speak a dead language?
Well. Yes.
I'm pretending to be stupid for the audience, you know.
You pretend too well sometimes. Sometimes you got me convinced that I'm your co-host. Mm. I'm sitting here, I'm like, God, this guy's a nincompoop.
It's elementary, man, dear man.
You'll get there. Those words are tumbling out some kind of vortex, but they'll come out.
Yeah.
Get that fat, that sticky tongue.
Yeah, I gotta do some tongue exercises.
Anyway, the only...
Ladies.
Put your hands down, ladies.
Put them down, come on. To the floor. Touch the floor.
So the only thing that I would be able to really remember about the way Latin sounds is just that V's are pronounced as W's.
Okay.
So like the way you greet someone by saying the word, it's spelled S-A-L-V-E, but you'd pronounce it Salve instead of...
But how did you think it was like Salve?
Salve.
Like, can you do a demonstration of what you think...
Like
Latin sounded like when it was, you know,
being
alive.
Spoken.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably a lot like Italian sounds, but it's had 2,000 years.
Abocha bici.
Abocha bici.
Abocha bici. Alto bello. Hey, mamma. Mamma porta bello. Amicino. A cappuccino.
It's probably something like...
A Mustang.
Like...
Mustang.
Yeah, something like that, right? Something like that.
Mustang car. I'm driving my Mustang. A Corvette.
I think that you might be getting some calls from, you know, MIT and some, you know, language acquisition schools. I think you've opened up a Pandora's box.
Or the Italian Anti-Defamation Society.
Maybe we should interview Noam Chomsky about this.
I think he'd have a lot to say.
I think he would too. I think he's probably been working on this, as a matter of fact. I mean, he's only got so many years left. I mean, he's got to devote a lot of his time to what really matters. And what did Latin sound like? I mean, you unearth skulls from the time you take measurements,
well,
and you're like, well, their esophagus could only vibrate this much because of the size of the vertebral column. You know, this it only allows for so much tolerance, and you start to put things together, just like how they'll find old ass people, like 100,000 years old, in the snow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just find their bones. And,
ice people.
Yeah, and they're like, this person was probably about 23 years old, probably, you know. Like the R&B, hip-hop, and is a frequent Walmart shopper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff they're able to put together based on where they are and what they look like. And
just because there's a Walmart everywhere. Like anybody...
Yeah, well...
anybody that's dug up anywhere could have conceivably gone to a Walmart sometime in their lifetime.
Well, I mean, this shouldn't be that much of a
surprise.
Does that
make sense?
It does make sense. But, I mean, the pyramids. Come on. What do you think? Those are the first super Walmarts. Obviously.
You think they're huge shopping centers?
Of a sort, yeah, of course. I mean, what else are they for?
They received energy from the sun via the triangular coordinates of the design of the...
I mean, there's no doubt that the sun hit it.
As it were?
I'm not sure that was part of any sort of function for the pyramid itself.
But do you know what I mean? How the pyramids are going up like this, and you at home can imagine... The hand motion that I'm doing,
he's
the way the
sort of like a cresting hands going together. Looks like he's swimming. He's doing a breaststroke, but he's not in the water. Just that's what he's doing.
No, just the way the pyramids go. They kind of go like this.
Okay. He's sort of, it's like if you've seen someone have an epileptic seizure, it's kind of like that.
Pyramid!
Biting his tongue now. Yeah. But yeah, I think
the top of the pyramid was
yeah.
said to have been drawing energy from the sun.
Who said that?
Historians, archaeologists, anthropologists of all kinds.
Well, I mean,
it's a widely recognized scientific
conjecture.
Conjecture.
Conjection.
Objection, conjecture.
What is it, Schoolhouse Rock? Get out of here.
You know, remember on King of the Hill when Dale says that?
What? Like,
objection, conjecture. Objecture. He was in court.
Dude, you're going to get us pulled off YouTube. Stop with those references.
It's not going to be on YouTube.
Dude, you're gonna get us pulled. Can't show that. Can't show that, ladies and gentlemen.
You can reference TV shows on a podcast.
Cannot reference it. Sorry.
I mean, what are they going to do? Like,
they're going to pull us. Speaking of which, I think we should make a public announcement, though those listening may already know. We are now on iTunes, which I think I'm pretty happy about. However, I do think I need to do some editing to the feed because it shows nonsense.
Yes. We need to do some editing to the HTML feed.
I noticed that the CSS elements weren't really in
the algorithms of the tablet were out of formation.
They were just totally asymmetrically oriented. I just didn't understand. I mean, everything was beta calpha pi, so it's just like, why isn't it easier? I totally did everything right.
I spilled chicken soup on the formulators.
That could have done it.
In the vortex.
That could have done it. Definitely could have done it.
The vector quadrant was...
it was askew.
What TV have you been watching? Go.
I recently, since about a month or two ago, have just been watching a bunch of Netflix documentaries. I most recently watched Michel Gondry.
You watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No.
Everybody's seen that.
Shut up, dude.
All right.
But I do appreciate the clarification because I was talking to my girlfriend. It's like, you know, he's the guy who did Eternal Sunshine. And it's like, wait, is he? And so anyway.
Everybody knows that. Everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
Come on,
Jim Carrey.
Go back to film elementary
school.
Anyway,
there's another movie where he interviews Noam Chomsky and he animates the whole thing.
Ah, Is the Tall Man Happy?
Yes. Which I would give, and I mean, it's like kind of painfully linear movie because it is just an interview of him with these weird animations. But what they talk about is pretty cool.
What does he talk about?
They talk a lot about language, obviously, and then...
Do they talk about his, like, political stuff? He's like...
Nah,
he's,
they don't talk about that
Chomsky
at all.
Is an anarcho-syndicalist.
Anarcho-syndicalist?
Anarcho-syndicalist.
This might be the most intelligent thing you have to say all podcast, man. You have the floor. Explain, what is that?
Anarcho-syndicalism is a form of government where you believe that the... systems of the way that that there's an oppression when things are you don't believe in the government because of capitalism and anarcho-syndicalism is when this nation goes into the government goes into and stuff like that.
This is like watching someone with a severe stutter try to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism or something.
We'll try to say that again.
This is like watching someone with a severe stutter.
Moo! Interrupting cow.
Nice, dude. I knew it. I suspected as much from you.
I zigzagged you.
Anyway, I watched that most recently. I watched that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I read a book of his.
Yeah, I remember. Wait, Howard Zinn is the people's history, right? The United States.
Yes, I read that too.
So what did
or
you,
most of it.
I remember you having that book.
I read a book of interviews of with him called Imperial Ambitions.
Huh.
When I was a teenager, I got really into politics for some reason, and I was really into it was like really liberal and stuff.
I think it's interesting.
I think I'm liberal now, you know.
Yeah.
It's a much more mature. I don't want to say that, but you know. Anyway.
I think it's interesting when someone gets really into politics, but not necessarily history.
Yeah.
You know, because the history is what builds the political movements. So, like, if you don't have history, then you just have current events. And if you only have current events to inform your thoughts, then you probably, you're kind of, jeez.
Oh, Christ.
We just had a bit of a
did you see that?
Pyrotechnic incident, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I guess you know what Michael Jackson felt like now.
I almost just caught my face on fire with this.
Someone has turned up the heat.
Slider. Somebody's trying to play.
It's still really high. That's still really high.
I know. I just want to look at it real quick.
Wow. Yeah. I think
that's some shit.
Yeah.
I wish you at home could see this.
We can make this the picture of the episode.
Let's save this moment right here.
Okay. You better hurry up. It's going to get really hot. Why don't you just let off for a sec?
We can review. Weekend Review. Thanks.
Weekend Review.
Thanks so much for listening.
We're back.
We are back once again.
My name's Kenneth.
My name's Jake.
Jake what?
Jake Cook.
But he ain't no chef.
What's your name?
Kenneth.
Kenneth
Pereiro.
But he ain't no deadly fish. Nope. He doesn't live in the ocean neither.
Not really. I actually don't even like the ocean at all. And this is coming from a Florida boy. Lived there for 10 years.
I was introduced to those big sword. What do you call those things that are outside of my apartment?
Oh, the Spanish bayonets.
Spanish bayonets. They're horrible. They're like huge sword-like leaves that are really, really pointy. They just stick out of this awful bush. You can be impaled upon them easily. It would take nothing, you know.
Be a good zombie fortification thing.
Your brother pushes you through one of those. It'll go straight through your throat, out the back of your neck, and there's.
Yeah.
That's the end of that chapter.
It's like what you would use to create a medieval moat. It's like they don't have enough infrastructure to make something really cool, so they just put a bunch of plants down there.
Why does God make those things, you know? Do people ever get injured with those?
Dude, since I do bike a lot, one of the things I think about when it starts to get really cold is that the utter cold, the colder it gets, it's like more. It's the ultimate refutation for any possibility that God could ever exist. Because what thrives in such coldness? Like, it's just miserable. All you want to do is die. And it's like, if you can be so challenged by your environment, I mean, that's something you have absolutely no control of. And it's just like, to me, when it starts getting really cold, it's just like, man.
Might as well kill yourself.
It's like God hates us. Mm-hmm. He's like, he gets mad at you for 3 months of the year. And he's like, he puts you in the corner and he's like, you're going to have to endure standing for 3 months looking at this wall with no food.
God Hates Us All, the title of Slayer's worst album.
Never listened to it.
Thank you very much. You didn't? No. I could have sworn we talked about this.
Well, I think we did.
Well,
it doesn't really matter now.
He wasn't supposed to be making any noises.
Yeah, what's all this noise?
So far, he's been doing a good job for the rest of the show.
Jake, I think we should go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. There's someone else here. Okay.
There's what? There's a third person?
There's been someone else here the whole time. Now, I know everyone thought... everyone thought, yeah, you're going to get through 5 episodes and you'd have a guest. And I know we're not supposed to talk about the show.
That's what we're not supposed to talk about the show within the show.
But
it has been noted on the show, I believe. Or maybe we haven't talked about it on the show yet. But the thing is, me and Kenneth mutually agreed that we're going to wait until...
marriage. But Jake was wearing...
Wait until marriage to have a guest on the show.
Yes.
So... No, we're going to wait until episode 5, so ostensibly, that would mean episode 6 is when our guests would be, but...
That would be when we would start allowing guests to apply, but...
And I know we're not going to be one of those podcasts that talks about the podcast while we're doing the podcast, because, you know...
No, can you check the levels real quick, though?
And, let me see, could you just give me a ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Alex, if you want to jump in any time, feel free to.
Yeah, come on up. You can come to
Well, let's talk about, first of all...
Lower your fucking voice.
I wasn't welcome.
This is not your podcast.
No, right? But...
You're in our fucking house.
We'll play
by the rules.
We'll have a formal introduction.
You guys have been very demanding about the stipulations of this podcast.
Yeah,
but I have to say that, you know, I feel like I might as well... I've been sitting here listening to you guys talk about all this stuff.
It's gold, right? Why don't you go ahead and just face it?
Okay.
You don't have to face. Let's not put too much thought into this. We're here to have a conversation. It's because.
See, this is why we should have waited until episode 5, because if we'd have already gotten all this out of our system, and then Alex would calmly come in and say, "Hey, how's it going? This is Alex Wharton. You're our friend for a long time. You have a similar experience of life.
Everything will be fine.
This isn't going to work out. All right, Alex, all right. That's been Alex Wharton, everybody. We just got to wait, you know?
No, I think
I don't know, man.
You said at the beginning of the show that you're out of it. So I don't think that we need to worry about what you're feeling. Because whatever you're feeling, I don't feel that. And we need to proceed.
Look, man, we just got to wait, okay? We have to wait until episode 5 to have a guest. Like,
he's already here.
I've been very adamant about this since day 1, man. And you're not going to fucking undermine me again. Because this is my show, too.
Well, yeah, but it's my show, too.
We're co-hosts.
Right, 50% of the vote.
This is not the Weekend Review show with Kenneth, okay?
But it is, actually.
I'm sick of you trying to, like, just make this into a whole thing where, like, oh, I'm the star of the show and I call the shots. I call the shots because it's my show.
You call half the shots.
No. You are fucking,
look,
like, afterthought,
dude.
All right? This show would be nothing without me.
Dude, okay, you're always like, I hate the government. I hate totalitarianism. Let's put it to a vote. Democratic vote. You and I, we have 50% of the vote. We got a third person. We got a tiebreaker. We can figure out if
you each have 50%?
We each
or
have
50%. Or you total 50% between the two of you?
No, we both have 50%.
It is true, we signed a contract that we both have equal share of what happens with the show.
So, but that extra 101% that you
What do I have to invest here in order to be a shareholder? How much? I mean, you guys are the actual shareholders, so how much do I actually have to pitch in here?
We're just trying to give you a sample. We're trying to give you a slice. The first hit's free. It's always...
Well, I resent the fact that you guys think I have nothing to talk about or say. A lot has happened to me in the last 48 hours, whereas,
Alex, you've been here...
We can talk about...
You haven't been here for 48 hours, buddy. You're
okay.
Tripping. You took some goofballs. Now I'm messing with you.
That's true. I did douse some goofballs earlier.
Yep, we're going on. Sorry.
Last week, I was getting a...
You had a story?
Yeah, I was getting a ride to work from a taxi. I don't have a car, so I wake up around 8 o'clock, got to be at work at 9 a.m., you know? And, yeah, Jake, I can give you a lighter.
Oh, sorry.
So I call the taxi and the, they say they'll be there, you know? In an ambiguous amount of time, they don't tell me. And I feed my dog, Penny, and she proceeds to shit on the ground in my apartment. And I'm running out of the door. The guy calls me. He says, "Hello, is this Mr. Alex? I'm downstairs at the gate. It's time to go. You come down?" I said, "Yeah, man. I'll be there in a minute." And I'm running out the door, and my dog, I see her shit, and I run right through it. Fresh pile of shit. And I fall into a pile of my dog's shit. In my work clothes, going to work, expected to be in the typical presentable fashion.
Without shit
work.
On you, yeah.
Yeah. The one rule that you have in my work is you can't come with your dog shit on your pants.
Sorry. I stepped over there for a second. Can you start the whole story?
No, it's like the beginning to Dumb and Dumber, basically.
Okay, all right, okay. So he's like, he
yeah, exactly.
works for
yeah.
a dog company.
Yeah, you got
okay.
it.
Gotcha.
I work at this dog company called Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
And the main thing that we do here at Slip and Slide is that we sort of congregate in a group of people that let the dogs that were there in the kennel to shit, and then we slip on the shit itself, and then we pretend that we're late to work. But seriously, folks,
is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. That's a company.
Doesn't
that
it sound
for.
Real? Duh.
I didn't know you.
Would you pay for that?
Of course. Who
Jake,
wouldn't?
Would you pay for that?
Okay,
for that service.
Pay to slip in dog shit.
Yeah. Would you pay me to slip in your dog shit?
I don't have a dog.
What?
Oh, sorry. My back was to the microphone.
I could just go pick up some pizzas for you guys and just leave and then come back with pizza. I could contribute pizza.
Hmm. Where are you going to get this pizza?
Why do you think you're bombing right now?
Oh, no, I don't.
There's a lot of pressure being on our show, man.
I'm ready to tell the story if you guys will let me tell the story.
So you're
telling the story?
Yeah, I'm telling this story about falling
in
my dog's shit.
Yeah, don't take into account.
What's the first thing, the last thing you want to happen to you when you wake up on your way to work?
A lot of stuff.
Probably one of them is falling in a pile of shit,
yeah.
Be it your own or your dog's, or
right.
your cats or your whales or whoever domesticated animal that you have in your house. In this case, it was my dog.
You definitely don't want whale shit.
Definitely don't want whale shit.
No, that's a lot of shit. That might fill up your whole house.
Elephant shit is pretty affordable mass as well.
Yeah, but a whale is like
affordable mass. What am I, fucking Revenge of the Nerds over here?
Beluga X.
Trying too hard to be funny.
Dude, you're allowed to say words without criticizing yourself.
So I fall in this pile of shit.
Right.
In the middle of being in this pile
of
shit, my taxi driver calls me impatient, yelling at me, waiting for me to come down. Because if you guys don't know, listeners... If you've ever had a taxi, they're not very patient when it comes to when they actually arrive to your pickup location.
He starts the meter, probably.
So he's, you know, he's running the meter, and he's trying to get me to come down because
he's
got a lot of people to pick up.
What cab company was it?
It'd be Atlanta Check Your Cabs. I don't recommend Atlanta Check Your Cab if you guys use taxis over.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Check Your Cab.
They're not punctual.
Thank you for calling Checker Cab with over 40 vehicles. 40
vehicles.
Captain Herb Emery here with Checker Cab. Service responsible.
Exactly.
We've got over 15 vehicles in our fleet. We can
help
be anywhere.
How can we serve you in Atlanta today? Whatever.
Somebody will be with you momentarily.
Moment of silence for Captain Herb.
Did he die?
He's dead.
What?
He died this year.
It's like the third time that Jake has told me that someone who I've asked about is dead.
Captain Herb.
No, you asked about my stepdad, and he is dead.
Yeah, I know, but that's still, that's
Captain Steve.
That proves my point, though.
So it's the second time.
Well, yeah, I was exaggerating.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grieve over here. I don't have the right mind. Tell me everyone's dead. Next thing you're going
to
tell me.
I didn't mean to spring that on you. Captain Herb is dead. Yeah. You know Clark Howard's killed him?
Why?
What was the story?
He was angry with him.
Well, yeah, but what was the real story?
Captain Herb raped his son.
Well, at least this podcast's got quality. If nothing else,
you didn't make the
return.
Proper investments.
I'm gonna cut that up. No, I'm not gonna cut that up. I think that's
cut it out, Jake.
Cut it out.
Hopefully,
I'm just gonna make that hand signal when I say something that I'm gonna cut out later.
Doesn't matter. You won't see it. You're the one who edits it. You're not gonna be able to remember.
I am sort of the producer of the show, aren't I?
Only by default, I can do it just as well.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're.
I guess
PA?
That sort of makes me the producer.
Production
of the show.
Assistant.
All I'm saying is that my equipment ain't broke.
Kenneth is sort of the PA of the show. I'm the producer.
Does that stand for pain in the ass?
If it doesn't yet.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. Oh, hi, Kath. I didn't see you there.
No, don't worry about it. Don't even think of it as a thing, because it's not. I don't mind how you feel about my presence. I don't mind how you feel about my absence either, and I think you should keep that in mind.
Wow, such hostility.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not joking. So you point out the obvious.
I don't know if you're joking or just trying to mess with me or what.
This is a defense mechanism, because you said this earlier, and I informed you that I was not joking. And I continued to, because you repeated over and over again, wow, you're just trying to get a rise out of me. False. This is truth. I'm trying to tell you something about how I feel, and if you can't handle it, have to rationalize it in some pretend way where you think I'm joking with you because you like are going to hit me or something. That's your own deal, man. But I'm real here. And I'm real there. And I'm real everywhere.
Quick reminder to everybody, I'm going to be performing at the Drunken Unicorn on Thursday. That's right, Thursday, I'm performing at the Drunken Unicorn. I'm doing stand-up comedy, playing with such acts as Cute Boots and Song Week and some dance ensemble or something or other. And it is Deer Bear Wolf Natural Selection Volume 4. Find out more at deerbearwolf.com. Thank you very much, and I'll see you at the show.
Weekend review.
Thank you very much. Let's get into this list, man. Let's get popping. Let's get these last 17 minutes cracked out.
We don't have much time left.
That's right.
Let's see.
Not talking about the show. Hashtag not talking about the show while we're doing the show.
Yeah. Hashtag anti-meta. Hashtag here. Just like don't even get above it.
But I did want to say this one thing. Since our show is called Weekend Review and we do it on Monday.
Yeah.
Should we not be reviewing the previous weekend?
I honestly don't think that there's any sort of obligation on our part to have to mention the weekend in any way. I think that any resemblance this podcast name, any resemblance it may have to real life events or people is just purely incidental. And, you know, it's creative license, and we don't have to be held accountable for anything that these words put together in this way might imply or call for, just because
all names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Exactly. I just, you know.
But how was your weekend? Let me ask that real quick.
It was a good weekend, actually. I really enjoyed it. It was like,
what'd you do?
Well, as you know, our friend, mutual friend Noah, and I went for a really long bike ride, and we saw you.
Yeah.
That
was nice. We talked about Degrassi for a long time.
Longer than necessary.
Yeah.
I
know. Hey, Alex. You might want to jump in on this.
Are you seriously about to go into Degrassi stuff?
Yeah, we got to start talking about
this. Yeah, I have a lot to say.
All right, let's go. Let's get into it.
I apologize for the wasted 15 minutes that you're about to experience. This is about to be the most inane conversation of the evening.
As Alex excitedly knocks over my cat's water bowl and his beer.
He's so excited. Emma, I got to tell you about Ash. Oh, her dad's gay. You know that, right?
Aubrey Graham.
Oh, my God, man.
Time now for Degrassi moment.
This is the Degrassi Hour.
With Alex.
Neil deGrasse Tyson up here.
Wait a second. Degrassi. We're going to talk about Degrassi. Alex, who's your favorite Degrassi character?
Okay, favorite Degrassi character oftentimes tends to be my least favorite character, and that would be none other than...
Wait a second. Let's build up some suspense.
Drum roll.
Not with the drum roll. Don't just come out and say it. Why don't you give a clue about, give me a clue and I'll try to guess it.
I'll let you guess who I might be my favorite character on Degrassi. When we're talking about Degrassi, we're talking about the next generation, or are we not?
I don't know.
Whichever one that the people that are our age are familiar with Nickelodeon.
Okay. So my favorite character
90s kids.
May or may not be...
Wait. Come on. You're getting a clue, right?
She has a pig-like face.
Okay.
Some Muppets fans out there who are also probably willing to listen to something so similar as Muppets to this would be somebody familiar with the one... Girl, she's a girl. She's pig faced. She's got a pig face.
Okay.
And the only other
pig-like
trait
face
that I could provide about this person is that she is kind of a bitch. She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
She's a real big bitch, and she likes to date older men, teachers.
Okay, I think I.
All right.
I think I'm willing to guess.
I think that we should let this clue marinate for about 14 minutes.
I got some lemon pepper
sauce. And then we'll announce the answer, let the audience have about 14 minutes, maybe 13 minutes to think about this.
Listeners, brew upon the marinade on this.
And we'll subtly introduce other hints through
other
conversation.
We're getting meta again. I swear to God, man, if we get meta one more time, I'm going to fucking strangle everybody, all right?
Including yourself first, hopefully.
I'm going to first strangle myself.
Good.
And then
problem solved, actually. You can stop right there. It doesn't matter what happens after that.
My question was, how was your weekend?
It was fine.
Alex?
My weekend was great. I had a great weekend. Yes, I worked. I worked this weekend.
Right.
And I work at a barbecue restaurant, and I made some money. I made about $200 this weekend. When was the last time you guys made $200 in 2 days? Weekend being, Saturday, Sunday.
I regularly make $200 a night at my job.
Do you like...
high five. Kenneth knows what I'm talking about.
That was a five. I just didn't want it to be loud.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm a bit scared. I'm like Mr. Rivero. Everyone close your notebooks at the same time.
Mr. Rivera was a tech ed teacher that we had that had Vietnam flashbacks, and the kids would provoke him sometimes.
Well, I don't know if they would provoke him on purpose, but he did like to coordinate everyone closing their trapper keepers at the same time. He didn't want to hear like rogue, like friendly fire trapper keepers.
And then one time a bunch of people dropped their books and he like jumped under a desk and started like screaming and stuff, right?
I think that was a rumor. If he was that unstable, I don't think he'd be a teacher.
He's missing a tongue, and he's a veteran. Alex, do you remember Mr. Rivera?
I'm thinking about Mr. Curtis, actually, who was adjunct counselor to Mr. Rivera. Mr. Rivera was the tall, skinny version of Mr. Curtis.
Mr. Rivera
both
was short.
Had a very sort of the potential to be pedophiles, I think, in their demeanor. Would you guys agree with that?
Not Mr. Rivera.
I don't remember Mr. Curtis.
Mr. Curtis was just stout, had glasses and a mustache.
Okay.
Anyways,
where did he teach?
He taught discipline to the student body.
He taught discipline? Like
he was a disciplinarian.
That's what he was paid for?
His title was disciplinary counsel. That's what
he
was.
So he was just there if They would send the kids to that guy if they were like
covered. I got in trouble for throwing something off of the bus one day on my bus route, and I was referred to Mr. Curtis. Hmm. Okay,
yeah.
He thereby referred me and the my co-conspirator to throwing the ball out of the window.
Yeah.
Who was not excited about being disciplined by this guy. Anyways, he showed us this video that was supposed to scare us into not doing that ever again.
Yeah.
And the video contained...
it was Faces of Death?
People... No, it wasn't. It was...
Stuff it from everything.
It was School of Death. It was kind of like School of Rock, but for counselors.
Right.
And he threw... He showed us this video, and it contained this guy that was driving a truck down the road, and he picks up these Hispanics that are waiting like at this fence, just like as a group, and he says, "Hey guys, why don't you hop in the back of the truck? You guys looking to get some money? I need some trees uprooted in my yard." And they say, "Oh, see." And as
yeah.
they're driving down the road, they Game take a brick story. In the guy's bed of his truck and they throw it at the bus, and this kid gets this brick thrown through the window on the bus, and he throws it back out of the window.
It's pretty fast coordination, I'm impressed.
And that was they were saying, you know, you shouldn't throw things out of the window. That was it. That was
yeah.
the gist of the discipline.
Mm. I'm surprised they had a video for that exact situation.
It was very specific.
It's like I got set aside once waiting for the bus by Mr. Virgilio, similar kind of disciplinario, that kind of dude. And
disciplinario scenario.
Yeah, he was he searched me by the buses. I had to have all the buses.
You got searched.
By.
How old were you?
Dude, I was like 12 years old. And you know what? I
yep.
was helping a friend who
yep.
had. Who had broken out like psoriasis? We all know this friend.
Yeah.
All over his body, and I had the same thing. And I was like, "Dude, I have something for you that might help, but it's prescription." I said that, and one of the teachers overheard me say prescription, and
yeah.
like grabbed us both by the arms, and then took us to the principal's office, and
wow.
like, had like a little talk with him, and then he came out. Took us back out to where the buses were, and like I guess he was gonna try to flag the buses down after he searched us or something, but. He went through all my stuff. I was so embarrassed and mad, I almost cried.
Because we wore punk rock clothing. We were targeted, my man.
What does that mean?
We were social pariahs. I'm telling you, they thought we were Columbine kids.
No, I don't think so.
We were iconoclasts. We were looking in the face of society and like spitting in it, looking at it in its eyes and telling it that it's a piece of shit and treating it like a dog.
You mean like by going to school?
Jake
by
means
wearing,
like wearing
cool
clothes. No,
you still showed up to class. So how does that?
I used to wear. Let's talk about.
He's gonna go back to the clothes. That's the easy part I can talk about. I didn't take any effort to do that protest.
If you want to talk about a.
Well, you're getting older, is all I'm saying.
That's actually one of my points. Yeah.
I wore a padlock around one of my belt loops. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
It sometimes hit me in the dick when I walked.
It was pretty close to the zipper, so...
Yeah.
That's about
where my penis was at that point.
Yeah, well, at that point, at this point, whatever you want to say.
It was
yeah.
a padcock. Padlock.
It was a padcock.
And I had some pad tie. Anyway.
Padlock, cock block.
That's too bad. They didn't actually sell pad tie in the cafeteria.
That would have been a weird cafeteria.
Did you guys ever steal anything from the cafeteria in
no.
school?
Yes.
I never did.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that. Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, I used to take peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and milk,
amateur.
A carton of milk, if I didn't have any money. And my thought was, even though I knew that this wasn't a rule, when I got caught, I was going to say, oh, I thought like that you got free peanut butter and jelly and milk if you didn't have any money, like for poor kids. And the thing is... I remember that happening, like, in elementary school or something, but definitely not in high school. And I got caught.
You grew up.
It's funny because they expect you to be really stupid when you're in elementary school and you're okay with that, but then when
No, it's not about stupidity. I think that's
No, but you were relying on that defense still in high school.
Ignorance of the law, yeah.
You're like, you know you're a high school student, right? We have classes
yeah, exactly.
that are supposed to challenge your mind. You think that we believe this story?
If you have confidence, you can get away with anything. And I did get away with it. I wasn't like... You
right,
know,
I thought you got caught.
I got caught, but I got ISS. Like, so what? I got to eat
food. You didn't get away with it. You were punished.
I would steal.
I had to sit in another classroom for an entire day. You guys remember in school suspension?
I would steal food too, for which I got in school suspension. Pretty minor penalty for stealing food from the cafeteria.
Did you steal lunch the day you had ISS?
What happened was I got to eat it anyways, but it was in ISS.
It's not that bad.
What happened was what I would do is I would take the chicken sandwiches they had. They were great chicken sandwiches. If you didn't have any money.
Right.
And I would just, what I would do is I would get like a chocolate milk, and then I would get up to the cashier and I would fake the fact that I didn't have money to pay for just the chocolate milk because I had tucked the chicken sandwich into my jacket.
Oh, I see.
And I, oh man, I can't pay for this milk. Darn, I thought I had $1.50 on me, but I guess I don't.
Yeah.
I guess you can just keep this milk and I'll keep walking away with this unpaid chicken sandwich. And I ate the chicken sandwich, but one time, I guess the principal, the president of the cafeteria lady union,
your scheme was,
I got ISS.
Well, ultimately, your scheme was just taking the chicken sandwich and putting it in your jacket.
It's a decoy.
Pocket,
yeah, the chocolate milk was like
and then
a decoy
creating
a
diversion.
Subterfuge.
Yes.
As George Carlin would say.
So, like, there's definitely a way that can work, but I don't know. Stuff like that, I don't know.
You're playing with the law. You're playing with your life.
I think you can do anything with if you have the utmost confidence and stuff. You can steal stuff.
But
you can steal stuff.
That was in middle school and high school. But now, have you guys? I mean, at this point of you growing up, have you stolen food yet? Grocery stores.
I used to go to the hot bar at Whole Foods when I didn't have any money for food. I did that a couple times.
Dude, I used to work there. You shouldn't tell me that.
What do you mean you would go to the hot bar? Like you would just get a fork and start eating off of the...
Oh, this is a really big plate. It's good tofu.
You eat like $20 worth of rice.
Well, I mean, people do that all the time. You've never done that?
No.
You just get a sample cup. They have free samples.
Man, I hate those things.
Get a cup.
But
would
you fill up with like one sample? Those are like an ounce.
I would just go around over and over again. And then a couple times we got caught. Or me and Sarah were doing it, and like, I talked to the guy. I was like, I convinced him to let me do it. You know, it's weird because like,
did you actually, or did you like lie and he misunderstood your intention?
No, he just said like, he was like, because he was throwing out a bunch of stuff and he was about to, and I was like, hey, he told me not to eat from the hot bar and stuff. I was like, hey, I saw you like throwing out all that food and stuff. Is there any way that I can have that? He was like, no, we're going to throw it away. And I was like, that's kind of, I don't know, I forget what I said exactly. But,
why throw it out?
He was like, exactly.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Don't, please, sir, I will dispose of this for you. I'm aware of the location of my garbage can.
The trash can you're looking for just so happens to be my mouth.
It sucks. Yeah, it's totally, it was something that I believed really strongly in, though, because, like, I just, man, there's nothing like when you're fucking hungry and you don't have any fucking food, man.
I agree.
It sucks.
And restaurants
and no
throw out food every single day. And it's a large amount of food. It's a waste of money for them.
It's bullcrap.
It's only potential for you.
I survived off free food. I'm sure you have too.
Sure.
At Sweetwater Brewery, a certain Atlanta Brewery. I don't work there anymore, whatever. Sweetwater Brewery. I'm drinking them right now.
Shout out. They're not going to sponsor this podcast.
I mean, I think they could.
Right.
I'd like to say for the record, I fully endorse Sweetwater Brewery. I love all their beers, and I got the Whiplash White IPA in my hand right now. And I just last night I went to the gas station to get a beer, and I saw that they had a new. I just wanted to get one beer, you know, but I saw that they had six packs of a new flavor called Schippelhausen Fluffen.
No, it's called Scuttlebait.
It's called Spinnerbait.
Not too far off.
Schippelhausen Fluffen Neuter.
Schippelhausen Fluffen Neuter.
It's a Belgian style red ale. And Alex, you've had, it seems, I haven't offered you any, but it seems that you've had three. So.
No, that's not true. You've definitely offered me some. You said, I got this beer.
Wink,
do you want
wink,
some?
Wink.
Wink, wink. Can I have another one? Wink, wink.
Do you only feel reviewed?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll review the three or four that I've already
done.
My main review for that Spinnerbait Sweetwater brew is it made me drunk, and I feel good about it.
You feel drunk right now?
No, I feel on the way. Maybe if you had another one.
What would you do for... What, Alex?
What would you do for a Spinnerbait?
Alex, what would you do for one bottle of spinnerbait, Belgian style red ale.
Oh, I would do almost anything.
Try to say that. Belgian style red ale. Say that.
Belgian style red ale.
Did you not almost say air?
No.
Belgian style red ale.
Belgian style red ale.
We're going to take a break. Weekend review.
Weekend review.
Alex Warden.
How's it going?
He's our guest of the day.
He is. Special guest.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, we're going to go a little bit long today because it's a special occasion.
It is a special occasion.
But we're going to stop talking about the show, all right? No more meta.
Hashtag no more meta. You can find us on Twitter at hashtag no more meta, Facebook / no more meta, Tumblr.com / no more meta. You can find us on WordPress.com / no more meta,
Wikipedia.com.
Wikipedia. No meta.
We're not going to have anything that references the fact that we're doing a show other than all of the websites
and the product of the show itself.
You know, Wikipedia, that's of interest. Have you guys noticed that lately Wikipedia has been trying to get donations? Do you wonder if people don't donate that they will refuse free service to their website?
I have donated to Wikipedia.
Interesting. How much?
$3.
What a saint.
They're going to make a whole new page for $3.
It's like called the Cheap Bastards page.
I got the Cheap Bastards premium. It means that I get to continue using Wikipedia if I only pay for internet service.
$3 was the first amount of donation paid to Wikipedia in order to promote its survival as a free source web page.
Look what it says right here.
You kept Wikipedia online for 0.13 seconds.
On the fundraiser. Look what it says, Kenneth.
Could you read this to me?
What does it say?
Just the yellow part?
Yeah, just the yellow part.
I was already trying to do that. You were hushing me while asking me to read it.
Be quiet. Shut the fuck up and read this thing right now. But shut the fuck up while you do it, okay?
Which one do you want? Do you want me to shut up or do you want me to read the
That's going to do it for another edition of Weekend Review. We'll see you next week. Me and Kenneth will be back for another episode. Thank you for Alex for being our guest. Check us out on weekendreviewpodcast.tumblr.com, facebook.com/weekendreview, and brand new, we are now on iTunes, so you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Please tell your friends about the show. Thank you. Weekend Review.